USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Biden administration is taking major aim at meat packers, saying they're squeezing consumers and farmers while recording record profits.
About half of the overall increase in grocery prices can be attributed to a significant increase in prices in three products, in beef, in pork, and in poultry.
White House economist Brian Deese speaking on Wednesday at the White House. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack also saying federal regulations on meat production must be tightened. The Senate's top Democrat says it's full speed ahead on President Biden's massive spending plan. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer brushing off a recent remark by West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin that their party should hit pause on the $3.5 trillion spending plan. This is USA Radio News.
This report brought to you by IBM. IBM is helping to enhance the U.S. Open viewing experience by using AI to keep fans more informed about players and matches. How? With real-time rankings and insights on the U.S. Open app and usopen.org. The new IBM Power Rankings with Watson and updated Match Insights with Watson run on IBM Cloud, using AI and natural language processing to analyze data and offer key insights ahead of each of the tournament's singles matches. Noah Sykin, Vice President, IBM.
Since last year's entirely virtual tournament, we've learned even more about what fans are looking for and how technology can help execute a tournament of this scale. We're excited to bring that insight into our continued partnership with the USDA and to help leverage our AI and cloud expertise to make the tournament more engaging for fans by digital platforms and new fan experiences.
The U.S. Open also launched the first-ever U.S. Open fantasy tennis game with insights from IBM Watson. To see the technology in action, visit usopen.org.
The Biden administration is requesting billions of dollars from Congress in disaster aid.
The White House is requesting around $24 billion in emergency aid from Congress to assist in the recovery from recent natural disasters. Officials said that about $14 billion of their request would address disasters and extreme weather from the past 18 months, and an additional $10 billion would be needed for the response to Hurricane Ida. The Biden administration is asking for the disaster funding to be included in a continuing resolution needed to be passed through Congress before the end of the fiscal year on September 30th to avoid a government shutdown. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The federal government is on track to possibly default on the national debt next month. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi noting raising the debt limit has traditionally been a bipartisan action following a warning from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. Pelosi saying a failure to do so could jeopardize the nation's credit rating, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
As the country reflects on the 20th anniversary of 9/11, former President George W. Bush is outlining how events unfolded for him following the terrorist attacks. President Bush describes the reaction of the attacks by workers at Ground Zero during a National Geographic special, George W. Bush, the 9/11 interview.
As I worked my way down, people started saying, you know, you get them. There was a kind of a palpable bloodlust.
Former President Bush says his comments made atop a burned-out fire engine were spurned by someone saying they couldn't hear him.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is making a comeback in New York City. It'll be held in person on November 25th. The famous giant character balloons, floats, and marching bands will be back for the holiday spectacular. This year's event will be the 95th annual edition, and there will be COVID-related protocols in place. They include volunteers and staff being vaccinated and only up to 1,600 participants. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.